Well, I can speak to my own experience as an introvert. The first time that I did go on a silent directed retreat, I went with lots of anxiety. I was like, oh, I have to talk to somebody about what am I going to talk about? Or, and then I didn't know what to expect. I really was kind of paralyzed in a way, not to keep me from going, but to cause me to have anxiety about what would this experience be, and could I be silent for 7 days? What was going to happen? What would I do with 7 days worth of time? And then what would I say to somebody each day about that? So, thinking about that as an introvert, it was a little scary at first. And I was immediately put at ease the first time because the person that I met with was so warm and so welcoming and so open, that it just became comfortable and to the point that I actually look forward to, oh, I can't wait to talk about this experience.
Welcome to Awakening Lives, a podcast of the Spirituality Network. We seek to cultivate the awakened life through contemplative living in action. Joining us today are Catherine Murphy and Diane LeMay. Catherine and Diane, I've known you both for a long time, but why don't you each take a moment to share a little bit about yourselves?
Okay, thanks, Alejandro. It's nice to be here with you today. So I'm a wife, a mom, a grandma, and I'm a seeker. So I'm a graduate of Wellstream's 2007 class and actively involved as a spiritual director and have been since graduation. I, in fact, first went on a silent directed retreat because it was a requirement of the program, and continued to be so enriched by that experience that I wanted to ensure that it had a sustainability. So I'm still part of the planning for that retreat and active in helping other people become involved in the retreat.
Wonderful. Thank you, Catherine. What about you, Diane?
So I, excuse me, I'm a retired physician who went into a different part of my soul by becoming a spiritual director with the Wellstreams class of 2021. I too went on my first silent retreat as a requirement of Wellstreams. And I don't know what, a high achiever. So I went before Wellstreams. I went the month before we started. And so that was a whole different experience for me, coming from a world of, chaos and movement and quick thinking and went on this silent retreat, really not knowing what at all to expect. And have found deep peace, and I'll go into it more later. But so I've been practicing as a spiritual director since 2021, and that's a little bit about myself.
Wonderful. Well, it's an honor for me to be with both of you. So you didn't mention Diane, but you're chairperson of our Spirituality Network board. So you're my boss. And so I'm excited to be with you. And Catherine, as you were introducing yourself, I think that this may be true. You are probably the person from the network that I have known longer than anybody else because of our relationship working at Nationwide for so many years.
Yes, so, that's probably true, Alejandro.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So what an honor it is for me to spend time with you.
Thank you.
Well, Well, we are here to talk about silent directed retreats. And like you, I participated in my silent directed retreat because of being in the WellStreams program. But for people that may not know what that is, what let's start with a definition. What is a silent directed retreat? And maybe how's that different from just a silent retreat?
The words themselves say what it is. It is a retreat that you do in silence for a whole week, which is a pretty long period of time. And that also provides this rare opportunity to withdraw completely from our ordinary everyday life, from all the responsibilities, from everything that's going on, and to enter into this place that allows for spacious openness and solitude, and that's free from all the distractions. So the silence provides a container for that, and then it's directed because each day you meet with a spiritual director to kind of process what things what you're experiencing in that time of silence and being attentive to what's happening both within and also in the external world, the creation, the beautiful creation that you're immersed in the setting of the Pines retreat house.
Yeah, which is where the network holds its retreats. Yeah,
Yes.
beautiful setting. So
Yes.
I wonder, is there any magic to the 7 days? Could it be shorter? Could it be longer? Why 7 days?
I'm not sure exactly why 7 days, but for me, it usually takes me a day now a day or two to settle in, to remove the distractions, to just allow myself to be present in the setting of the pines, or the setting of wherever the retreat is being held, and to settle into the environment, not only on the external, but on the internal, because those distractions continue to try to scream a little bit initially. For me, they do. And so I think 7 days is a good length of time to settle in and then begin. And the silent retreat could be shorter. I know that some are held for a weekend, and some are a little longer. So I think that, but I think 7 days is a good starting point, for silence to do its thing.
And you used the words usually when you talked about this. So I take it you've gone on more than one silent directed retreat.
I think I've counted eight this, and each one is beautiful and different, and the experience, it takes you where you are, from where you are, and begins. And so at different points in those times, I've been in a different place in my faith, in my work life, and it starts there.
So we each attended because we were part of the WellStreams program, but clearly that's not a requirement for someone to participate in a silent directed retreat, or you don't have to be in the program to do that. Who do you think would gain value from participating in a retreat?
I would say that anyone who is seeking to deepen their relationship with the divine, to really spend some quality time that is free of distractions, that allows for an openness and an attentiveness to awaken what is within us, that in the noise, in the midst of the noise of the world, we can't really engage with, especially in today's world. It's so, we are practically with never without noise. And sometimes the noise is interior noise, and we have to listen to what is going on within us. And we don't have the opportunity to really be attentive to that often, unless we take some time, set aside some time to really be intentional about tending to what is within and what is speaking to us and what are those inner longings that are seeking to be nourished. And we find ourselves so caught up in daily life that we can't attend to them, so they get neglected. So it's really an opportunity. And I would have to add on that I totally agree with Diane in terms of the time. It does take a while to release, to enter into the silence, to really allow yourself coming into the fullness of that quiet solitude and inner peace.
And Catherine, you know, on to that, the first part of a silent retreat, there, it's not like you join it and you're silent from that moment. There is time to greet people that you're going to be retreating with. You know, you do have a time that you're welcoming. You're welcoming the people. I think you're welcoming yourself to that place, and there is talking. But then at some point, there's an opening ceremony or an opening that we all attend generally in a circle. And once that opening is completed, the silence begins. And that would be the same day that you arrive, you know, usually that evening. So there is sort of a, okay, now we start the silence.
So you used a phrase, Diane, I wonder if either of you could explore a little bit more. You said welcoming yourself to the space. What does that mean?
Well, for me, it's, you know, I'm coming here consciously, and I know that I have an intention of opening what is inside, listening to new revelations, and allowing, by welcoming myself there, I am allowing anything and everything to touch me.
So would you use the word vacation to describe a silent directed retreat?
I think it is a vacation, and it's not like a vacation. It's a vacation unlike any other. it's a very intentional way of retreating from the world, which I think, you know, we think of vacations as we're going away, we're going to do something. With a silent directed retreat, the intention is to come away from, yes, the everyday busyness that we're engaged in our everyday lives, intentionally to enter into a space that allows us to be free of distractions, to be open to the inner, our inner selves, our inner workings, as well as being able to notice what's going on around us in a way that's really attentive and intentional. So it's about entering into a different kind of space. It's not about going on a vacation to do something or see the sights. It's going intentionally into a place that allows a spaciousness and an openness that's about being, entering into the being of who we are, and taking the time to notice all of that that's going on within us, and also to be aware of how much of the world around us that we don't always take the opportunity to notice or don't have the time to notice, how creation speaks to us.
So I wonder, how does a spiritual director help you accomplish that you might not do if you were on your own?
You're seeing a spiritual director each day, which is different than, when you're not on retreat. And that allows a deeper kind of processing. The questions can be asked that stimulate a deeper sense of knowing, a deeper relationship with God. And so each day, almost, and at least for me, almost builds upon the previous. But it doesn't have to. But I think for me, the deepening occurs with daily direction.
When we speak something out loud about what we're noticing, that it prompts a realization that makes that experience concrete. And so bringing this to your spiritual director each day, you have the opportunity to really notice what's speaking within you, and how is the divine revealing God's self to you, and in what ways, and to really have the opportunity to unpack that, to process that, to delve into it more, or to look at ways that might be enhanced, to look at ways that you might be resistant to it. So it's really an opportunity to process all that's happening. And if you didn't have that opportunity to do that on your own, you can do your own processing in a way, but not from, you have the an objective other. And I truly believe it's the same process with spiritual direction, that when you speak out loud what your experiences are, it helps to concretize them. It helps you to really grasp them in a different way than just internally processing them.
Catherine, you used the word resistance, and I imagine for some people, the idea of silence for a week sounds really painful. For an extrovert, perhaps, who is used to talking and expressing themselves, it may be challenging for them to have a week of silence. But then I also wondered, for an introvert, it might be challenging for them to go to a spiritual director every single day to process something. What words of advice would you have for an introvert or an extrovert that might be thinking about this with some kind of resistance?
Well, I can speak to my own experience as an introvert. The first time that I did go on a silent directed retreat, I went with lots of anxiety. I was like, oh, I have to talk to somebody about what am I going to talk about? Or, and then I didn't know what to expect. I really was kind of paralyzed in a way, not to keep me from going, but to cause me to have anxiety about what would this experience be, and could I be silent for 7 days? What was going to happen? what would I do with 7 days worth of time? And then what would I say to somebody each day about that? So, thinking about that as an introvert, it was a little scary at first. And I was immediately put at ease the first time because the person that I met with was so warm and so welcoming and so open, that it just became comfortable and to the point that I actually look forward to, oh, I can't wait to talk about this experience, or, so it totally shifted for me, in that regard. And I have worked with extroverts who are driven crazy by the need to be silent. So I think what happens is over that period of time and entering more deeply into that space of solitude and silence, the opportunity then to speak to the spiritual, to speak to your director, is really beneficial. And I think sometimes that's what relieves the anxiety from people who are more extroverted, who really feel a need to process things out loud because they have the opportunity to do that.
Dan, what Diane, what's your experience?
Well, I'm an introvert too, so I can't discuss from an extrovert standpoint, but for me, the first retreat I went on, I had the same experience of, well, I know I want to do this, and I know it's going to reveal something to me about myself and about God. And when I walked in, a person that was part of the Spirituality Network was at the desk to greet. And I had no idea that this person was going to be there. And she too was very, very welcoming and really just gave me a sense of safety, and security. And here I come up the steps with all my stuff that I'm gonna do because I'm good at being an extrovert. I mean, an introvert. That I can keep myself busy with all this stuff. So I bring, a journal and several books that I'm going to delve into, similar to a vacation, right? And some art materials because I wanted to sort of play with that. And well, by now I bring my journal, maybe a favorite sketchbook, and maybe a book, but that's about it because the experience is not in doing. We do out here in the world. This is about, like you said, Catherine, about being. And that's been my experience that and on silent retreats there are books available, there are art materials available, and it's interesting because people can get very, very creative with nature, and it's a beautiful thing.
So the move from doing to being, what does that look like? What are you actually experiencing for a week? That how are you doing being, I guess is what I'm asking.
And that's a pretty tricky question. I think it's what you live into. We are human beings. And yet our world, the world that we live in, is pretty much focused on human doing. So there is a transition that needs to take place. And in being, it's I think I like to use the word, it's just allowing. It's allowing, it's opening to what is, it's opening to paying attention to what our thoughts are, to what our feelings are, to how we're being touched perhaps by a particular tree or the song of a bird, or to have the luxury of really having time to allow ourselves just to enter into a space that has not very many distractions of the world, but that has ways that we can engage with the world and be with creation, with ourselves in creation.
And I'd like to add that even though we're, away, there are still motorcycles and airplanes and, all the things. There just are not voices. The voices are coming from within and or from nature. And that's a different kind of noise.
So, what makes this particular retreat that the network offers different from other retreats? What makes it a unique experience?
I think part of the uniqueness of it is that we've been so intentionally engaged in creating a space that both fosters spiritual directors to have an opportunity to really know what it's like to be with people, accompany people, companion people on a silent directed retreat. So we're very intentional about preparing people to accompany those who are being directed. And I think that that's probably a key of a differentiation of our silent directed retreat and perhaps others would be the preparation and the intentionality of really focusing on the ways as the mission of the network, Awakening Lives, to focus on that intentionally in a way that through this experience, our lives can be awakened at an even deeper level than sometimes you can even imagine. So it's just such a rich experience to both participate and to witness that in each other, even without words that happen.
I think that's a great point, Catherine. Each directed retreat is unique because its members, its participants, its directors are all unique. And we are unique coming into, as a participant, coming into it in the in our own experiences. We're carrying with us our experiences of the past, and that makes it different. One of the things that I really was afraid about was eating with people and not being able to have conversation. And there's plenty of conversation going on. You feel a deep connection through another, with another, as we are dining together. Some alone, some inside, some outside, some with their faces turned away. And it just, there's a connection that you don't realize can happen over a short period of time, and their prayer becomes your prayer. And you hold them, we hold each other. And it's a beautiful, beautiful way of the realization that we are all one.
Yeah. So I'm sorry, go ahead, Catherine.
I was just going to add to that. I appreciate that, Diane. The sense of interconnectedness is something that I believe that that spaciousness, that open spaciousness in the silence allows us to feel an interconnectedness without words to our own being, to those others who we know are engaged in the same process within themselves and with nature, the interconnectedness of all beings, human and non-human beings, without words, is such a beautiful thing. And unless you experience it, you don't know it.
Yeah. So I'm curious, you know, you brought up awakening lives. What has been awakened in you as a result of participating in these retreats? What have you learned about yourself or God, creation, while being on retreat?
It's a really deep question. and very difficult to put into words, but I will say this, that I went to my first silent directed retreat, as I said, as part of Wellstreams, and that was years ago because I graduated in 2007, so it was about 2006. And I went because it was a requirement. And now I go annually to a silent directed retreat because it's a requirement for my soul. I really need and value and cherish time to just be at one with myself, my creator, and the world around me. And what that awakens in me is a deeper appreciation for all of humankind and for our connectedness to each other, as I mentioned earlier, that you experience that so you can't unexperience that. Once you know that, it becomes part of you. And it's a part of me that I feel continues to need to be fed. I need to nourish that part of me that longs for that interconnectedness.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Diane?
Yeah, I agree that it's ineffable. I've been awakened to my own authentic self and how I am in relationship with the world, the earth, God, and my own needs that cannot be met anywhere else. This is a holy, sacred place for me, and I too need it for nourishment, for sustenance. And it really is hard to put into words that, like you said, you can't unlearn it, you can't unexperience it. And it's a continual drawing, you know, as soon as the dates are announced, it goes on the calendar, you know, and it's that important to me. And, you know, talking about it being a vacation, you know, in some sense, I think it is, because I give myself permission. If my body is saying you need to rest at 3 in the afternoon, I will take a nap, which I don't do in the world. It's my vacation with the divine. And it's beautiful.
Yeah. I've started a practice of taking a little mini retreat every month, which has been just a real godsend. To be able to, it's usually like Saturday I go somewhere and I spend Sunday and Monday on a retreat and return on Tuesday, and it's wonderful, but I'm by myself, so I miss the not having a director with me to explore. But I always bring it up with my director afterwards, or with my wife, or whatever it is, whoever it is that seems to be the person I need to bring it up with. But for me, I think probably the most important aspect of my going on a silent directed retreat was that as a result of meeting with my director, I was able to release guilt and shame, which had plagued me all of my life. And that was an incredible release that allowed me to feel more authentic and whole and free. And that couldn't have happened if I hadn't had that intentional time with the director and that intentional silence.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. So, what maybe has surprised you about a silent directed retreat? And do you think that you would have gotten what you've gotten out of it in some other way?
For me, I would say that the way that God has spoken to me through art, which I'm not an artist, I had an awakening that, I had some down, deep, dark times. And my director simply said, "Where was God in that?" And I couldn't answer. That evening, I began to draw my emotions. And it ended up that it took on the appearance of God, my emotion. And I was so like taken back by it. I went to the chapel that night and I was dancing because I realized that God was there for the first time. And I could never have gotten that anywhere else because I can't draw. And it was so clear when I looked at the picture that it was God. It took my breath away. And I was so full of joy. I would never go and dance in a chapel in the middle of the
Beautiful.
One of the surprises for me is 7 days sounds like a long time. And I find myself, like, as it's entering like the sixth or seventh day, oh my gosh, I so don't want this to end. I'm surprised at how rich that time has become and how quickly that those 7 days actually pass. It seems like, well, you have all of that time to be, or and whatever that looks like, whether it's doing art or taking a walk or taking a nap or reading or just sitting outside under a tree or just sitting on the porch and listening. In the chapel, praying, or in your room on a bench, all of a sudden, the days pass by so quickly, and that's been a surprise. And I think it's just there's so much to take in. That's the surprise to me. There's so much that we can take in, And so much that we that can be revealed to us, as Diane said, in the quiet, I'm always surprised at what I'm being shown or what I hear from what's within me and what gets deeper, deeper and deeper within me.
Yeah. So before we turn to some closing thoughts that you might want to share, where can we learn more about our silent directed retreat?
Mm-hmm. Well, you should go to the network, to their website, and you can find out about it there. You can call either of us. you can talk to any, talk to your own spiritual director or to someone that you know from the network who can give you information. But registration is still open for this year's Silent Directed Retreat, which takes place from July 27th to August 2nd. And the cost is $1,050, and that includes everything, room and board and your time with your spiritual director. So it's all an all-inclusive fee. I think probably the network is network website is the best place to go for the information that's current.
Thank you, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
So what closing thoughts, what has been left unsaid or maybe needs to be reinforced that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Well, I have to say, don't be afraid. There are surprises awaiting you. And there's nothing to be afraid of. Your director is there to help support you. And be curious. Be curious. And I'd like to share part of a poem that we shared at the network, How Good to Center Down, by Howard Thurman. And these are just a couple of sections that I'd like to share that it really, I mean, if I had to put everything in words, this would be it, if I may.
Please.
So he says, our spirits resound with clashings, with noisy silences, while something deep within hungers and thirsts for the still moment. As we listen, floating up through all the jangling echoes of turbulence, there is a sound of another kind, a deeper note which only the stillness of the heart makes clear. It moves directly to the core of our being. That's what a silent directed retreat is for me.
Nice. Thank you.
Yeah, amen to that. Amen to that, Diane. It's beautiful. And that is, I think that does really sum it up too. I think that a couple of things that I want to close with or want to offer is that Our Lady of the Pines Retreat Center, where the retreat that Wellstreams offers is held, is a beautiful space in the world, I think. I love that it's there's so much greenness there. There's walking paths, there's benches here and there. There are big old trees that have become my friends and probably the friends of many others. It's just a holy ground and a beautiful space. So the setting itself lends itself to that really lovely time away and into the silence. And I think that the other thing to add is that this is such a unique experience. It's such a gift and a unique experience that people don't get to do very often. And everyone's experience is their own experience. It is about you, and it is about taking the time for you and who you are created to be, and to really get in touch with that self that can often become overwhelmed by especially the world that we're living in today. So it does offer a respite from that, and also a richness of coming alive into our own being and deepening that relationship that we have with ourselves and with the divine within us.
Amen.
Amen.
Catherine and Diane, thank you so much. It's been delightful spending this time with you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for
Yeah,
the
very much.
opportunity.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us today for Awakening Lives. This is one more way the Spirituality Network connects people with resources for spiritual growth and depth, regardless of faith tradition. Through education and training, spiritual direction for individuals and groups, and community programs and events. Ecumenical and interfaith, the Spirituality Network honors diversity and does not proselytize. If you wish to know more about our programming, including our silent directed retreat, please visit spiritualitynetwork.org, where you'll find information about events such as our contemplative concert on June 28th, and we are still accepting applications for our Wellstreams Awakening cohort, which will be starting in August of this year. If you found this podcast meaningful, please like and share it with friends and family, and join us again next month as we explore ways to awaken our lives and transform the world.